Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 4, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Elon Musk is back tweeting about Dogecoin as price rises 50%. Bitcoin an emerging competitor to gold, says CME's chief economist. Rare Hashmask's digital artwork sells for $650,000 in Ether. U.S. Library of Congress says most countries lack clear tax guidance on crypto staking. Now let's get started. Elon Musk is back tweeting about Dogecoin as price rises 50%. Musk was apparently welcoming Dogecoin's latest price bounce. Dogecoin surged more than 50% on Thursday morning to trade around $0.059 per coin. The news was apparently welcomed by Elon Musk, who made several tweets about the cryptocurrency, despite a pledge 2 days ago to stay off Twitter for a while. In one, Musk shared a Lion King-inspired meme featuring a photoshopped image of himself raising the iconic Doge, plus 62.97%, Shiba Inu dog to the sky. He continued with a string of tweets describing the cryptocurrency as the people's crypto, adding, "No highs, no lows, only Doge." Such erratic price action is fairly standard for the cryptocurrency. On January 29, Doge surged more than 800% to about $0.082 per coin, apparently triggered by attention from the Reddit trading groups like Wall Street Bets, along with a TikTok post about the Dogecoin army by niche celebrity Carol Baskin from Netflix's Tiger King. In early January, adult actress Angela White also caused Doge to double in value after she said she was a holder of the cryptocurrency. Doge, which was started as a joke in 2013, is now the 12th most valuable cryptocurrency by market value, according to CoinMarketCap. Musk recently said it would be the most entertaining and ironic outcome if Dogecoin becomes the currency of Earth in the future. Bitcoin an emerging competitor to gold, says CME's chief economist. Blue Putnam said gold's ongoing production, likely to increase this year, contrasts with Bitcoin's fixed supply. Blueford Putnam, chief economist and managing director of CME Group, believes Bitcoin is an emerging competitor to gold. In a CME-presented explainer video posted by Bloomberg on Wednesday, Putnam said the yellow metal's ongoing production, likely to increase in 2021, contrasts with Bitcoin (BTC) plus 1.9%'s fixed supply. The World Gold Council estimates roughly 197,576 metric tons, 217,790 tons of the shiny metal have been mined throughout history, with an additional 2,500 to 3,000 tons, 2,756 to 3,306 tons added to stock levels each year. By contrast, Bitcoin is designed to have a fixed supply of 21 million units, the maximum that can ever be created as block rewards obtained via proof-of-work mining. To date, 18.62 million BTC have already been mined. However, Putnam cautioned viewers that fixed supply does not necessarily equate to less volatility. In fact, the opposite is more true when supply is relatively inelastic. Shifting patterns with demand can have very large and abrupt impacts on prices. Bitcoin has illustrated this point, he said. Putnam noted his firm has begun to notice gold's waning appeal as a hedge against global political risk. In the 2017 to 2020 period, the mostly ups and occasional downs of the gold price appeared to be directly tied to U.S. Federal Reserve policy shifts more than anything else, he said. The chief economist added that, since equities respond to the same driving force in markets around the world, the gold-equity relationship tends to become tighter, thus weakening gold's safe haven appeal. Rare Hashmask's digital artwork sells for $650,000 in Ether. The piece itself is chaotic, yet ordered. It invokes a concept of biblical dualism with the demon and halo, said the buyer. A demonic digital artwork on the Ethereum blockchain has been sold for a small fortune via peer-to-peer marketplace OpenSea. Selling for 420 ETH plus 3.95%, roughly $650,000 at the time of purchase on Wednesday, the collectible non-fungible token NFT-based artwork is known as a Hashmask. The Hashmask platform, from Switzerland-based Zoom Quick Labs, hosts a collection of 16,384 unique digital portraits created by a collective of over 70 artists, according to its website. The mask itself is a unique, one-of-a-kind design, and the mystical attributes character, eye color and skin color are present in only 0.07% of all hash masks. The artwork's buyer, Danny Hu, preferred to not to provide a surname, told CoinDesk via email. I am particularly interested in purchasing ultra-high-end NFTs that are aesthetically pleasing to the eye and scarce, he said. Danny also said he was immediately attracted to Hashmask due to the Basquiat style, a reference to noted Manhattan-based artist Jean-Michel Basquiat and its several layers of subjective scarcity. I also liked that there's a transparent copyright policy that gives the owner freedom over their non-fungible tokens, whereas most NFT projects have a license that restricts the buyer from commercializing their NFT, Danny said. While the NFT community has been evolving, Danny said it hadn't yet seen a major influx from the public. Knowing that I am an early investor while also providing liquidity to artists and projects is incredibly rewarding, he said. U.S. Library of Congress says most countries lack clear tax guidance on crypto staking. Out of 31 nations, only 5 have tax guidance addressing cryptocurrency rewards via staking, a study found. The U.S. Library of Congress Law Division has released a report that shows major differences across global jurisdictions on the taxation of cryptocurrency gains based on how assets are obtained. The 124-page report penned by foreign law specialists, titled Taxation of Cryptocurrency Block Rewards in Selected Jurisdictions, was announced Wednesday by U.S. Congressman Tom Emmer. Building on the library's previous research on cryptocurrency regulation, the latest study comprises a comparative analysis between 31 different nations' regulatory approach to cryptocurrency taxation. Specifically, the study casts an eye over jurisdictions that tax those who obtain mining block rewards versus proceeds obtained via staking. The report also assesses the tax implications of new tokens obtained via free distributions called airdrops and blockchain splits, or hard forks. The study found, while tax departments in a number of the 31 countries have published guidance on the taxation of mined tokens, only a handful directly address the taxation of new tokens obtained via staking. An alternative to mining, staking is committing crypto assets for a period to support the functioning of a blockchain network in return for rewards. The disparity arises because more recently a number of projects have moved from a proof-of-work POW consensus mechanism aka mining to a proof-of-stake POS model, and countries are playing catch-up, according to the report. More guidance needed. Emmer, who is co-chair of the Congressional Blockchain Caucus, a bipartisan group of lawmakers studying blockchain technology in conjunction with industry, said greater guidance was needed to implement a proper path forward. In order for these technologies to thrive and reach their revolutionary potential, we must have the knowledge and organizational landscape of the approaches to regulation, said Emmer in a press release on Wednesday. Out of the 31 nations, 16 have been identified as possessing specific rules or guidance on the applications of various major taxes such as income, capital gains and value-added tax when it came to mined tokens. Those include Australia, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, Japan, Jersey, New Zealand, Norway, Singapore, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. Most of the countries listed above provide different tax treatment to small-scale cryptocurrency mining conducted by individuals, often treated as a hobby, than large-scale commercial operations. Meanwhile, the number of countries who address the taxation of tokens obtained via staking stands at just 5: Australia, Finland, New Zealand, Norway and Switzerland. How nations tax the people who maintain cryptocurrency networks will obviously have a big effect on attracting or repelling innovators and investment, said Abraham Sutherland, legal advisor to the Proof of Stake Alliance. The results are all over the board. Sutherland went on to say the critical first step is to establish clarity around block rewards and when they are taxed. He said tokens should be taxed when they are sold, not when they are first acquired, such as can be the case with new property. This will both reduce administrative headaches and ensure that people are not overtaxed. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.